Maseches Bava Basra, Perek Daled, Mishnah Tes. We saw in the previous Mishnah that when somebody sells a field to his friend and does not specify what is included in the sale, certain things that are in the field at the time of the sale are included in the sale. Now this Mishnah tells us that certain things, even though they are in the field at the time of the sale, are not included. Avu lo macha lo et ha'avanim she'enam l'torcha. Not included in the sale would be stones that are in the field at the time of the sale but are not necessary for the field. They are not being used as a wall around the field. V'lo et ha'kanim she'bekerem she'enam l'torcha. If somebody sells a vineyard to his friend and there are reeds in the vineyard but they are not needed for the vine, they are not being used to support the vine, they would not be included in the sale if he does not specify. V'lo et ha'tfua she'itlusha min ha'karka. Somebody sells a field to his friend and there is grain that has already been harvested in the field, even though the grain still needs to lay out in the field for a while to dry out, still it is not included in the sale. His mantra, Amalo hi v'chol ma shebetocha harei kulan mechur. But if at the time of the sale, the mocher tells the lokeach that he is selling him the field with everything inside of it, then the above mentioned things, if they are in the field, would be included in the sale. Bankach u bankach, whether the mocher says hi v'chol ma shebetocha or not, lo machar lo es machitas hakanim shehi beis roba. A machitas hakanim that is in the field, which is a reed that is growing from the ground, and there are a lot of reeds growing out from that reed, and it covers an area of a base rova, which is about 10 amos and a fifth by 10 amos and a fifth. Since it covers such a broad area, it is considered separate from the field and is not included in the sale, even though the mocher said, he v'chol ma'aseh v'tocha, v'lo et ha'shomira shehi asuya v'tip. Also not included in the sale would be a shomiro, which is a hut that is used by the guard of the field. If the walls of the hut are covered with plaster, it's considered significant and separate from the field and not included, even though he said, hi v'chol ma'aseh v'tocha. V'lo et ha'charev hamorkav. If there is a carob tree growing in the field that has already aged to the point where it has been grafted with another tree, this is a prominent tree and is separate from the field and not included in the sale. V'lo et sadan ha'shikma. A shikma is a wild fig tree in which the branches are cut down and used for building. Now, if this tree has aged to the point where the branches are already being started to cut down and be used for building, then it is a prominent tree and is separate from the field and is not included in the sale. V'lo et ha'bor, v'lo et ha'gas, v'lo et ha'shovach, ben ha'raven, ben yeshuva. And a well, wine press, or bird coop that is in the field is not included in the sale, whether they are deserted and not being used, or if they are being used, in either case, they are not included in the sale and are considered separate from the field, even though the mocher told the lokeach he is selling him the field with everything inside of it. Even so, they are not included. V'tzarech likach lo derech, divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, even though the above-mentioned things are not included in the sale, if the mocher wants to reach these things and use them after he has sold the field, he must buy the right to use a path to get to these things. As Rabbi Akiva holds, mocher b'ayin yafa mocher. When somebody sells something, he sells it completely. So therefore, since he sold the field completely without leaving himself a path to get to the things that he left for himself in the field. The Chachamim argue, they say, that the mocher does not need to buy the right to get to these things. As the Chachamim hold, mocher b'ayin rama, so when somebody sells something, doesn't sell it completely, so therefore, since he left for himself the above-mentioned things, he also left for himself the right to use a path to get to these things, even though he did not specify that at the time of the sale, and he would not have to pay separately to have the right to get to these things. Umoda Rabbi Akiva b'dmancha amar lo chutz me'elu she'enu tzarech likach lo derech. Rabbi Akiva does admit to the Chachamim that if at the time of the sale the mocher specifically said that he is not including the above-mentioned things in the sale, And this was not necessary for him to say that, since anyway they wouldn't be included, even though he did not specify. And since he did specify that he was not including them, obviously what he was meaning to say is that he is leaving for himself a path to get to these things. So therefore, even Rabbi Akiva would admit in this case he would not have to pay separately for a path to get to these things after he sold the field. Machron la'acher, Rabbi Akiva Omer, eno tzorach likach lo derech. If somebody sells one of the above-mentioned things, such as a boar or a goth, without selling the actual field, he sells only the boar or the goth to somebody, Rabbi Akiva holds that the buyer would not have to buy the right to use the path to get to the boar or goth separately, even though it was not specified at the time of the sale that a path is included. As we have said, Rabbi Akiva holds mocher ba'ayin yafa mocher. So therefore, when he sold the locale, the boar, the goth included in the field, was the right to use a path to get to the boar or goth, even though he was not selling the field, just the boar or goth. The Chacham Omrim Tzarech Likach Lo Derech. The Chacham argue, they say that the locale would have to buy the right to use a path to get to the boar or goth separately, as the Chacham hold Ayin Ramacher, as we mentioned, when somebody sells something, he does not sell it completely. So therefore, since the right to use a path to get to the boar or goth was not mentioned at the time of the sale, that is not included in the sale, and the lokeach would have to pay for that right separately. That which we have said, that some of the above-mentioned things are not included in a sale, even though he said, that is only if he is selling the field. But somebody who is giving a field as a gift to somebody, then if any of the above-mentioned things are included and are in the field at the time of the sale, they are part of the gift and they are included in the gift, as the reason being that a buyer who buys a field, the above-mentioned things are not included in the sale, is because if the buyer intended that the above-mentioned things would be included, he should have pressed the mocher to specify that he was including them. The fact that he didn't do that proves that he did not intend that these things should be included. But somebody who receives a gift is not in position to press the person who is giving him the gift to specify what he is including, so therefore that is not proof that he does not want them. And since we hold Hanosein Ba'ayin Yafa Nosein, somebody who gives a gift does so with the Ayin Yafa, he does so completely, so therefore if any of the above mentioned things are in the field, at the time he gives the field as a gift to his friend, they are included in the gift. Ha'achin Shechovu Zachu Basadeh Zachu Bekula. Brothers that are splitting up an estate, the brother who is Zoche in the field, who gets the right to take a field, if any of the above mentioned things are in the field, he would get the field together with all the above mentioned things. Hamachzik Benichse Hagir Hichzik Basadeh Hichzik Bekula. Somebody who's doing a chazaka in the property of a gear, as a gear who dies without leaving Yorshim, a gear that does not have children has no Yorshim, he has nobody that will inherit his property, so therefore his property is considered hefker, ownerless, and anybody who wants could be zocha in them. Now the way to do a kinyan on real estate that the gear leaves and is considered hefker is by doing a kinyan chazaka. The way to do a kinyan chazaka is by putting up a door or by building a fence around the property. Now, if somebody does a kinyan chazaka to the field of a gear, and some of the above-mentioned things are in the field at the time he does the kinyan chazaka, he would be zocha in any of those things without doing a separate kinyan. Hamagdish es asada hikdish es kula. Somebody who is makdish his field, and any of the above-mentioned things are in the field at the time he was makdish them, they also become hegdish, as we say, a makdish ba'ayin yafa makdish. Somebody who is makdish his field does so with an ayin yafa, and he wanted those things to become hegdish also. Rabbi Shimon Oimer ha-makdish es asada lo hegdish ela es ha-charev ha-morka ve-es sadan ha-shikma. Rabbi Shimon argues, he says, that somebody who is makdish a field, or any of the above-mentioned things are in the field at the time he was makdish them, they would not become hegdish, only the field itself would become hegdish. But if there is a harav hamorkav, a grafted carob tree, or a Sadin HaShikma, a wild fig tree in the field, they would become Hegdish. The reason why these would become Hegdish is since they are nourishing from the ground, which is now Hegdish, they also become Hegdish.
Somebody who sells a boat to his friend without specifying what is included in the sale of the boat.
Included in the sale is the post which holds the sale and the nace, which is the sale itself, even though he did not specifically mention them, they are included in the sale of the boat.
This is the anchor, it is also included in the sale.
Anything that is used to steer the boat is included. This is referring to the oars.
But not included in the sail are the servants that are used in the running of the boat,
and also the martsufin, which are the sacks that hold the merchandise that is carried in the boat, and also the antiki, which is the merchandise itself. Even if any of these things are in the boat at the time of the sail, they are not included in the sail.
But if the meicher tells the lokeach at the time of the sail that he is selling him a boat with everything inside of it, then the above mentioned things are included in the sale if they are in the boat at the time of the sale.
Machar et hakaron, lo machar et hapredos.
Somebody sells a wagon to his friend. Not included in the sale are the mules which drag the wagon around. Since he did not mention he was including them, they are not included unless they are attached to the wagon at the time of the sale. In that case, they would be included.
Machar et hapredos, lo machar et hakaron.
Somebody sells mules to his friend, not included in the sale is the wagon that the mules drag around. Now, even if the pratos were attached to the karin at the time of the sale, the karin would not be included since the pratos can get around without the help of the karin. The karin is not included in the sale.
Machar et hatzemed, lo machar et habakar.
If somebody sells a tzemed to his friend, this is a yoke. Now, the tzemed is used to attach two bakar together. Now, even in a place where people sometimes refer to bakar as a tzemed, even so, if he tells his friend he's selling him a tzemed, the bakar is not included. But if the tzemed is attached to the bakar at the time of the sale, then the bakar would be included at the time of the sale.
Machar et habakar, lo machar et hatzemed.
If somebody sells cattle to his friend, the tzemed is not included in the sale of the cattle.
Rabbi Yehuda says, the above din is not always the case. It depends on how much money is being paid for the tzemed.
Ketzai. What does he mean?
Amar lo machali simdecha b'masai zuz.
If somebody tells his friend to sell him a tzemed for 200 zuz, hadavar yadua she'en ha-tzemed b'masai zuz.
It's well known that a tzemed doesn't cost anywhere near 200 zuz, so obviously he has in mind to buy the bucket together with the tzemet. In that case, the bucket would be included in the sale of the tzemet.
The chachamim amrim ein hadamim raya.
The chachamim say that the amount that is being paid is no proof that the bucket is included, even though he is overpaying many times over for the tzemet. Maybe the extra money he is giving as a gift, and he is buying only the tzemet without the bucket. Now, even though we have a din that if somebody pays a sixth more than the value of the mekach, this is called onah. And if he pays more than a sixth, this is called bitul mekach. The sale would become invalid and batal since he overpaid by more than a sixth than the value of the product. In this case, the sale would be valid, and we would assume that the extra amount he is giving as a gift. The reason being is that since he overpaid many, many times over, certainly he knows that he overpaid, and he intends to give it as a gift, as opposed to if somebody paid just a little more than a sixth more than the value of the object. Maybe he was tricked, he did not know that he was overpaying, so in that case, the sale would become batal, invalid.